Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, not that it ever looks that easy, but from what your offense was able to do early yesterday to Michael King and whoever else came out there for San Diego, is there part of you that says, how come we can't channel this a lot more with the names of those guys in that clubhouse and the talent that they have with what you were able to see last night?
Of course, it goes to my mind, and I ask the same question, as we're going through it. And then once you get to like the seventh or eighth, it's like, man, like, that's a really good lineup, and then you think that it's a lineup that is able to do that, not every day, because, obviously it's not easy to do here, but more times than not, we're capable of putting performance like that against anybody, and not only against elite pitching, but again, some of these average arms that we face throughout the years, and you look up and it's the sixth or seventh innings, and we only got three or four hits and one run, and you're like, what's going on here? But again, at the same time, I can't sit here and start, making excuses or feel sorry for ourselves. We got to keep going, and it was just taking the positive out of last night's game and building on that. So,
are you seeing anything from Francisco Lindor? Of course, you watch 800 at bats at this point of him every single day for the last 2 years. But is there anything different that he's doing now in late September, just to, as he goes sort of the Mets here?
Yeah, I think that's been the thing for us. When he goes, everyone else goes. When he goes through stretches where it's hard for him, then we'll start feeling it as a whole for some reason. Yesterday set the tone right away, leading off the game, gets on base, and then the rest is history. Then he goes deep. I think it starts with him getting good pitches to hit, staying aggressive, and using the whole field. When he gets pull happy, swing mode type deal, where he's swinging pretty much at everything, chasing, going out of the strike zone, he gets in trouble. But that's his way of getting out of slumps as well. So, look, this is a special player that is halfway through what is going to be a Hall of Fame career, right? And, that's what makes him who he is. But you got to live through the ups and downs, and hopefully he's catching one of those hot streaks, and we can ride those.
Your catcher tonight, I'm wondering, is he real? Is he a robot? How is Francisco Alvarez in there again today after taking 1-1 off the elbow last night?
Yeah, that's incredible what he's able to do playing towards, with the torn ligament, with the pinky fracture, and then he gets a 102 on the left elbow. Last night, as soon as it happened, I thought he was going to be done. But then, checking with him after the game, he was more like on the tricep area, and he was like, hey, I think I'm going to be fine to be in the lineup tomorrow. And sure enough, came in today. He's a little sore, but better than what we expected, and that's why he's in there.
He's probably crushing those kids who are trying to stay home from school sick, and going, Mom, my stomach hurts. And they're going, what about Francisco Alvarez,
right,
who's in there every day? Your bullpen, how rested is your bullpen after the off day and then the fake off day yesterday with the piggyback start?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely in a better spot than where we were yesterday, especially with how much we've used those guys the past, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or past few months, right? But it always helps coming off an off day where you only had to use two guys. Unbelievable job by Clyde and Sean yesterday. And now, you feel good with where everyone is at, and got to go out there and win a game.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.